Srimad Bhagavatam,
3rd Canto, Chapter 1, Questions by Vidura. Text 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gam Pariyatan Medhya Vivikta Vritti Sada Apluta Adha Shayana Avaduta Alakshita Swai Avadhuta Vesha Bratani Chere Haritoshanani. Gam Pariyatan Medhya Vivikta Vritti Sada Pluto Dhashaya Novadhuta Alakshita Swairavaduta Vesho Bratani Chiri Haritoshanani Gam Pariyatan Medhya Vivikta Vritti Sada Pluto Dhashaya Novadhuta Alakshita Swaira Vadhuta Vesho Bratani Chiri Horitoshanani Srila Prabhupada. Gam, earth. Pariyatan, traversing. Medhya, pure. Bibhikta Vritti, independent occupation for living. Sada, always. Apluta, sanctified. Adha, on the earth. Shayana, lying. Avadhuta, without dressing of the hair, etc. Alakshita, without being seen. Swai, alone. Avadhuta Vesha, dressed like a mendicant. Bratani, vows. Chere, performed. Haritoshanani, that pleased the Lord. Translation. While so traversing the earth, he simply performed duties to please the Supreme Lord Hari. His occupation was pure and independent. He was constantly sanctified by taking his bath in holy places, although he was in the dress of a mendicant and had no hair dressing nor a bed on which to lie. Thus he was always unseen by his various relatives. Purport. The first and foremost duty of a pilgrim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Hari. While traveling as a pilgrim, one should not be worried about pleasing society. There is no need to depend on social formalities or occupation or dress. One should remain always absorbed in the function of pleasing the Lord. Thus, sanctified by thought and action, one is able to realize the Supreme Lord by the process of a pilgrim's journey. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Akshno Falam Todrisha Darshanam Hitanor Falam Todrisha Gatra Sangha Jiva Falam Todrisha Kirtanam Hi Sudurlava Bhagavata Hriloke Vanchakalpa Tarubhascha Kripasindhu Bhayavacha Potitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Janlambita Bujokana Kavadatta Usinkirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Takshav Vishwambaro Duyavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Gam Paryatam Medya Vivekta Briti Sadapluto Dha Shayano Vaduta Alakshita Swaira Vaduta Vesho Vratani Cheri Haritoshanani. While so traversing the earth, he simply performed duties to please the Supreme Lord Hari. His occupation was pure and independent. He was constantly sanctified by taking his bath in holy places, although he was in the dress of a mendicant and had no hair dressing nor a bed on which to lie. Thus he was always unseen by his various relatives. So, in a previous class we said, we were studying about apatya, dehapatya kalatradishu, apatya, the son, one's children, and how they're supposed to deliver one. So it is the Vedic system. I was just listening to a class by Srila Prabhupada precisely speaking about this point, how therefore it is the system, it is that generally one must have at least one son. It is the system to have children in regular life, as they are expected to save one. And in this regard, one of the most, there's a most amazing statement by Srila Prabhupada, probably the most amazing statement in all of his purports. As far as, you know, as my own vision and understanding, one of the most amazing statements, very appropriate to remember that today, as yesterday we were commemorating Srila Prabhupada's holy disappearance, divine disappearance. And we are very much in the mood on this occasion of remembering his qualities. So, in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you may remember that the Vishnu Dutas came to look for Dhruva Maharaj to take him to Vaikuntha, to the spiritual world. So you may remember the incident. And as he was about to hop on the plane, on the swan-like plane, he said, "Oh, but wait a minute. What about my mother? Suniti." So he was worried because his mother had been his true well-wisher. At the moment of dire need, the most important, a very important, crucial moment in his life, his mother directed him to the Lord, to Krishna, in a very simple manner. In a very simple manner. So he was very grateful to his mother. So these are nice relationships. We were speaking about this previously, how it is nice, this Krishna consciousness movement is encouraging real nice family life. It is all so nice. So we were saying that this in this particular instance, he immediately remembered his mother. Oh, but what about my mother? I don't want to go alone. I want to make sure she's also liberated. So they told him, don't worry. Look up there. She was already on her way. She was already been taken also by the Vishnudutas. So Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, unfortunately, I can't remember the exact words. You might have come across this purport in fourth canto. Very amazingly, he says that he also hopes. He says that he feels crippled in spiritual life, and therefore he hopes that he gets a strong disciple that may also take him back home, back to Godhead. So, a very amazing statement, revealing more and more the qualities of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And this is an intimate showing of His, an intimate statement in the Bhagavatam, revealing His true inner feelings as a Vaishnava. So, generally speaking, therefore, this is the feeling. Srila Prabhupada so many times spoke in that way about His disciples, so many letters, where Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that He saw His disciples as representatives of His own Guru Maharaj. So, in this way, we see Prabhupada's extreme humility in the midst of His more than recognized supreme position. Srila Prabhupada could see how much He was being glorified from all points of view, materially and spiritually. And still, He constantly manifested the mood of a humble Vaishnava. But in any case, the point being that one is expected to have children within family life so that they will liberate one from the possibility of fall down, of going to hell. Once we die, we are out of touch. Once we die, we don't know what is going to happen. There is no certainty. We are certain to die, but there is no certainty of what is going to happen, and no one can help us, generally speaking. But according to Vedic literature, according to Vedic philosophy, there, some help can be given, and by those who remain. And this is the meaning of apatya, that they can do something. Also, the word is there, putra. Prabhupada, in this particular class I was just listening, he was speaking about this putra, that there is a hell, pu, and tra means trayate. So the children are expected to save one from hell. So what kind of children? So there is a process. There is a process. Actually, with this Vedic philosophy, we learn so many things. And the process is called Garbhadana Samskara. That we more or less can select what kind of children we're going to have. And so, actually, we were thinking that, yes, there is a catalog. You can go to the catalog. Very simple catalog to choose from. Two kinds, suras and asuras. So, it is very important, this Garbhadana Samskara, that we are attracting a particular kind of living entity to our family. And we have heard the story, history, of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur requesting from Krishna that you send me a son, a particular son that can help me in my mission. We have heard this from Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared, and he is known as a ray of Vishnu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Srila Prabhupada would always speak about this fact of how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in particular requested this son. So in the same manner, there is Garbhadhana Samskara. There is a process for everything, even from being born, and even for birth, for attracting a child. But then, the business is not finished there. Training is required. Further training. And we so many times say, it is all in the training. Training is also so important. If it was all just in the Garbhadhana Samskara, so what hope would there be for us? But fortunately, there is also training. And and by training also, one can become reformed. One can be reformed. Reformatory process. So, training is so important. And here we see an example in today's verse of the, and all this section that we are reading, of the importance of training. Vidura, although he was not considered a Kshatriya, as was explained in a previous purport by Srila Prabhupada, but still, because he was born in the palace by the king, as a son of the king, so he received also so many benefits. One of the things he received was training. Proper training also was there. So what is the use of this training? That in a moment, in the moment of truth, you know how to react. That is the point. At the moment of truth, you know how to react. Srila Prabhupada explains this also in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. At the end of chapter 15, I like this section very much, that the same thing was happening as here. The Pandavas reacted as Vidura. How is Vidura reacting? So we see by his training. This training is so important that in this particular moment he knew how to react. What is to be done when one is in such a circumstance as he was placed? He was being insulted in the palace by the people he was living with. Just see, of course, even in spite of training, Dhritarashtra had the same training. But for some time in his life, he was not able to react properly. So Vidura himself had to chastise him on so many occasions. Here is one instance where Vidura was speaking strongly to him. We may be surprised that there is some criticism of Duryodhana that he has reacted so wrongly against Vidura. Now, we may say, according to our Western training and understanding, well, what you expect? What you expect of Duryodhana? Vidura was telling, just see what Vidura was telling Dhritarashtra. Give him up. Vidura started the whole thing. He himself was saying, you kick out this man. Give him up. Reject him. So we may be surprised that, well, small wonder that Duryodhan reacted as he reacted. But the Bhagavatam is expecting a different reaction because there is training. Vidura is a senior man, senior personality, well-wisher. So you take something, in Spanish we have a saying, that you take something according from whom it comes from. I don't know if it makes sense. That something that is said, you take it according whom it comes from whom it comes. Some harsh statement coming from a well-wisher, we take it lightly. This is the meaning. That sometimes a well-wishing friend, someone who we know he wants our best interest, he may be doing something harsh to us, something apparently, some chastisement may be there, something unpalatable. So what should be the reaction? The reaction is just like Arjuna. You see the difference? Same circumstances there. Arjuna and Duryodhana. There we see. Arch enemies, arch rivals. And we see why Krishna is in favor of one and against the other. Now we see what the reason is. Because we see Arjuna, he immediately reacted differently. Instead of saying, oh yes, I have been insulted, let's kill these people. He said, no, I rather quit. He reacted just as Vidura, giving up his bow and arrows. Instead of reacting, especially, and he mentioned about all the personalities that were there, including gurus were there. So he was mentioning, how am I? He saw so many gurus, so many senior people. How am I going to react because of his training? But Duryodhana, in spite of training, so what can be done? Sometimes even in spite of training, but at least training should be given. And it is such a benefit. So to our children, we should want to give this training. We must want to give this training for their own benefit. Because at the there will be so many times that they're going to need their moments of perplexity. Many times of perplexity, so many moments of perplexity in one's life. We've all, now we're not children anymore. So we've gone through some years in life and we see so many times of perplexity. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in this particular purport I was remembering that the Pandavas, that chapter, the Pandavas retired timely. The Pandavas, it is mentioned in this particular instance that the Pandavas were leaving and not caring for their wives, for the women left behind. So then the text in particular is speaking of the particular wives, Draupadi, Subhadra, and how they reacted. So training is there at every instance. So how, you know, how they reacted. For them it was a big thing. Just imagine. Especially in Vedic culture, the women are trained to be so much under the protection of the men, the different men at different stages of life. Father, husband, and then again, father or grown up sons, children. So at this point, they just left. And avaduta veshe, it is being mentioned here. Very nice. Twice the word avaduta is mentioned here. So avaduta veshe, your sannyas vesh, avaduta vesh, the investiture, the dress of an avaduta. The dress of an avaduta, just like we have coined this term in our movement, yogi pants. So I think we have all seen yogis in India, and it's not precisely pants what they wear, the yogis. We're lucky if they wear a kopi, in some cases. So somehow or other we've coined this yogi pants. So here, avaduta vesh. Anyway, so some dress is there. Sometimes avaduta vesh is almost no vesh in avaduta, because avaduta means no social conventions. And just like a favorite avadut, Shukadev Goswami, the reciter of the Bhagavatam, so he didn't even wear a kopi. Shukadev Goswami. So this is avaduta. He doesn't follow, and this is mentioned here also, that he was acting as an Shayano Vaduta, the bed of an avaduta. So of course the same thing. What is the bed of an avaduta? No bed. That is the meaning. Avaduta veshe. So this is very nice. Anyway, to finish one story before going to another. So the Pandavas were leaving without caring for their wives. So what to do? How to react? So very nice purport Prabhupada explains there. That it is just that life is just has a certain moment, especially death, that the time of death is like flying an airplane, Prabhupada says there. That when you are flying an airplane, then once you are en route, I say that airborne, there's that word, airborne. So once you are airborne, if there is some danger, Prabhupada explains there, no one can help you. Another plane cannot help. Generally speaking, no one can help you. But the help was given before by the training, Prabhupada explains. The help was given in earth and land when the training was there. So Prabhupada mentions so many people that train us during our lives, our lifetime, so that at the crucial moment of death, we may know how to react. So the same thing, how training helps us in reacting. So here we see a crucial moment for Vidura. And in contrast with Dhritarashtra, that at the end of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, at the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, he didn't care that the same people he was against, now he was living under their care. This is very insulting for a Kshatriya. Very insulting for the Kshatriya spirit. For the training. So, anyway, he did not react as Vidura. But Vidura immediately gave up everything. Although he was supposed to be of lower class according to birth, that his mother was a Shudrani, Dasi, from the palace, as it was explained before. Still, by training, by qualities, by guna, he was so exalted. So we see how he reacted. And very nice, he did not make, he meant, because of training, he was able to do it. Sometimes what is training for? So that we may be able to renounce. This is the difficult point. And it is not something we should not think all of a sudden we will be able to do this. All this life requires, this Krishna conscious life requires training. Therefore, we have such an opportunity of giving this great treasure to our children that they be trained. We don't have that training. It is so lamentable. And Prabhupada was very hopeful that at least the next generation and the next and the next. Because now we see we are suffering so much within our Krishna consciousness movement. Ourselves, we suffer so much that we don't have the training. And so many times we're expected to react in a particular manner, but we don't have the training. Especially in this regards of renunciation. We don't have where to draw it from. Where from to draw it? We don't have this. So, of course, it is such a powerful process that Prabhupada mentioned one day some words in a letter. Anyway, more of his qualities are shown. That crows can become peacocks. So somehow or other by his power, Prabhupada's Shakti. So by his power, so many transformations can happen. So Prabhupada has transformed the world. It is amazing how Srila Prabhupada has established so solidly this Krishna consciousness movement in the world. I can tell you very frankly, like in South America, we are being so respected, so well respected. It is amazing in many places how well respected we are. In Peru, for example, we are representatives of the government. The government assigns certain institutions. Not only ourselves, but we are one of the institutions selected. It is a very honorable position. that they receive, the Peru receives, it is a very poor country, and they receive lots of charity, many, many things in charity. So last year in particular, our institution, our movement, was selected to represent the government in making sure that the school supplies that came as charity to the country for a very large area, that for us to make sure to deliver those